Hi, friends, and welcome to another episode of On the Nose with your host, Sean Cody. Now, I know I missed a few games, and we saw what happened, but the big dog's back, and we saw what happened. Six sacks, six turnovers, and another big play by me on the very first play. Looks like things are back to normal. Now, while I was out, I spent a lot of time in our training room. And like Ponce de Leon, I discovered something. Now guys, I got a great story here. It started in Houston. There's a team down there that's doing some magical stuff this year. There's gotta be a reason the team goes 11-1. From a team that never made the playoffs to now back-to-back playoff years, there's gotta be a bonder there.
Like super glue?
So I started digging. And what I found out is, not only is this team playing football and practicing their tails off, there's a mean game of training room basketball going on. Now, when I say basketball, what do you guys think of? Hoop, dribbling, three-point line. This is not the way this team plays. Metal bar pull-up for chin-ups, you know?
Sounds a lot more like P90X to me.
Now, some may say it was the addition of Wade Phillips, some new players like Jonathan Joseph, Danielle Manning, guys like that. But what I really found out is, it's this game and the competition level that it's bringing it to this team that factors more than anything.
You know, Sean, we've been doing On the Nose with you for a while, but I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around this. You're saying a game of basketball in the Texans training room is the reason the team is 11-1?
If you look right here, all my stats have proven it. Go down the list here. We got every single stat that's proven towards basketball.
Hey, Sean, I've seen your shot. Hakeem Olajuwon, don't need to worry.
I'm telling you, it's basketball. It's the hoops. It's the competition.
I'm fascinated by the geopolitical aspect of this. I mean, how does it interact with what's going on in Outer Mongolia, North Korea, you know, the axis of evil that we see all the time and that people talk about?
You know, I think Sean really might be onto something. I mean, it sounds far-fetched, but it sounds like it just could work. You know, there are X factors like this for teams all the time that nobody knows about. And if Sean has a story about it, let's see what he has to say.
We're shooting live from a place where not much media has ever been. It's the training room. Dr. James Naismith used the peach basket, but here with the Texans, it's the chin-up bar. Here it is. It's hoops, man. It's basketball. Thing that's changing the Texans for the better. Hoop? No. Basketball? Yes. That's what we do. For wrestling belts. Look at that ball. Brown. Round. So much symmetry. Sort of like the flow of a season. Not a sport where football players are supposed to strive. But the Texans are changing. All that. Jonathan, when times are tough during the season, we all know it can drag and it can be a grinder. What do you use as a motivation tool to get through the season?
It would be basketball, obviously, another sport, totally opposite from football. Thing that we do in the locker room, the training room. Guys get really competitive. They actually went out of their way to get a title belt, and guys go around and hold the belt and claim it for the day or so. So it would be basketball.
A typical pull-up bar for the Houston Texans has been transformed into more than just that. A lot of players make their name on the football field. Here, in our training room, legends are born. We could be coming to the close of an important game for the title belt. It's starting to get serious in here. And when the pressure's on, you know Andre is money. Let the champagne pop.
Back out.
According to this team, when there's pressure, they get fresher.
It was a pretty poor performance for us because, you know, we were the champs. They took our belts. I feel like crap now. Got to step it up, me and TJ, but I'm dumping TJ now. Going back with me and Arian, we were the dynamic duo, and we're going to go get those belts. Don't tell TJ I said that.
It's nice to have it back. I'm upbeat. I'm joyful. Me and my teammate, Andre, is not here. You know, I'm so proud of him and what he's done for this team, and it just means a lot to us.
What about the belt maker, Adobe Marks?
Oh, we thank them so much, man. Without them, it wouldn't be possible. You know, people are lining up every day to battle us for the belt. And if it wasn't for them and just the quality that they put together for this belt, it wouldn't be possible.
And there we have it, folks. The real secret behind the success of the 2012 Houston Texans. Sometimes it's not all about the pigskin. It's about the round ball and a game they call training room basketball.